CliffCentral.com.
All right, listen, it's time for Collectomania. I'm very excited to have Gwendolyn on the show this morning. So we've talked to some people who have some pretty wild and wacky collections, right? And Collectomania is your chance to share your own collection with us. We want you to email us if you've got a collection, like Gwendolyn did. And you can send it to contact@cliffcentral.com. That's C-O-N-T-A-C-T. And that's what Gwendolyn did. She emailed us. She said, I collect G1, which is Generation 1, My Little Pony toys from the 1980s. I have over 150, and secretly a few of them are my favorites. I only started collecting again recently and went from 0 to 150 in just under a year. It is fascinating, and the ponies are so cute. I have my many complete sets, and some sets are close to completion. I'm obsessed with them and join auctions 2 to 3 times a week. I love the ponies so much, and they are so nostalgic for me. There's absolutely nothing negative about My Little Pony. They're just pure innocence and joy. So that's fascinating, and we're going to talk to Gwendolyn in a second. But I had to remind myself of what My Little Ponies were. And then when
such a fresh memory for me.
Really? Tell us about your memory of them.
So I was definitely prime target of when My Little Pony started.
Yeah.
And in fact, we didn't even, it started with a collection for us with the actual figurines. And again, it was like a thing with Barbies. You know, the richer your friend was, the more My Little Ponies they had, or the wealth was measured the other way around.
Right.
And if they had the latest one, they had the most money. But just remembering the different types, the different colors. I remember I had a cherry blossom one. And the cherry blossom one, their asses actually smell like cherry blossom. I had an apple one, and his hind legs also smelled like apple. And they come with their own brushes and bows and glitter bits and twisting machines to twist their hair and plait their manes. Oh,
unbelievable.
So nostalgic.
I Googled My Little Pony, and I remembered that my sister had a couple of them, and she was also obsessed with them when she was little. So I'm really excited to speak to Gwendolyn. Let's go straight to her right now and see what she can tell us about the My Little Pony collection. Hey, Gwendolyn, how are you?
Hey, good.
Nice to see you.
Good to be here. Now, thank you.
This is a very strange thing to collect. You got to admit, I don't think that there are too many people who either have a collection like this or are willing to admit that they have a collection like this. How long have you been doing this? You said you got them all, 150 of them in 1 year.
Yeah, so October last year I started again, but to be fair, I did start collecting them as a child, so it does, you know, stem back from my childhood. That's definitely where the obsession came from. And then I'm Zimbabwean, so I think you can put 2 and 2 together. No longer had my collection,
right?
By the time I left Zimbabwe, and then I guess with lockdown, it just sort of popped into my head, you know, oh my gosh, remember My Little Pony? And yeah, the obsession just came so quickly and really unexpectedly. I started off with just a few, and now I have hundreds in a very short time.
That's amazing. But do you think that this comes from your childhood in some sense, that you didn't get all the ponies you wanted as a kid, and now that you're an adult and you can get them, you're like, I'm going to get them all?
I don't think it's about a acquisition or trying to acquire something. I mean, I do joke that it's, you know, I'm trying to buy back my childhood.
Yeah.
But I think maybe don't tell my parents I said that. But yeah, you know, it's definitely not like a maximizing objective. You know, I need to get this many and I need to get this one, but it's just super addictive as well. The actual process of finding them and collecting them, because there are these Facebook Live auctions. Sure. Which are super fun, and then you're like, oh, I don't have that one, and it's going for super cheap, and then you bid on it, and then, you know, the next thing someone's bidding against you, and it becomes kind of pride that you have to continue bidding to get the pony.
So there's so many things I got to ask you here, but let's just start off. You don't have any of your original ones that you had as a little girl, so you've had to start from scratch.
Sorry.
No, so you've had to start from scratch. So how do you even begin? I mean, was this just let me just do this for fun. You know, I've got some money lying around. Let me just buy one or two My Little Ponies at an auction. How does it go from that to, ooh, I've now got 150 of them in the cupboard?
I mean, I guess that's the crux of your show, right? How does it go from that to 150? Sure. I don't know that necessarily I can answer that. But I mean, for me, yes, it started off as let me replace the ones that I remember having as a child. So definitely I'm more nostalgic. So like, this is Yum Yum. She's my favorite. And yum. I had her as a child and she was definitely my favorite childhood pony. So it was, you know, it sort of started of let me just get the ones that I had as a kid. But originally when I didn't think I was obviously going to just find those ones. So, and I didn't know there was a whole community. So I just put an ad, one on I Love Melville, one on I Love Parkhurst. And I said, look, I'm looking at that time. I didn't even know they were called G1s. I'm looking for the original 1980s toys. And just a couple of random people, you know, one from Parkhurst, one from Melville, replied and said, oh, I've got some of those lying around, you know, you're welcome to come and get them. And then through that, there is a little community in South Africa of collectors. We have a WhatsApp group, we actually have a Facebook page as well. And they invited me to the Facebook page. And then through the South African Facebook page, I found the global Facebook page, which is where all the wow. auctions and the fun really happens.
All right. So, this is amazing. Okay. First of all, 150 of these things, you said Yum Yum over there is one of your favorites, but who else have you got that you want to show us?
So I've got Bluebell. He was also a childhood pony. So her I bought from eBay. So when I get serious, then I go onto eBay, and often they will have buy now options instead of having to bid.
Right.
Because sniping is a real thing on eBay. You know, you think people would be like super sweet, My Little Pony people, but you know, actually there can be some real dodgy eBay snipers out there.
Who unbelievable,
just
yeah.
will come in at the last second.
These evil My Little Pony people.
My Little Pony assholes. Like just these My Little Pony dicks who are trying to steal other people's money. Unreal.
Stab you in the back, you know.
Oh. Yeah, the snipers don't have a good reputation.
All right, so...
Applejack's a favorite, so you might... Leanne, maybe remember Applejack, yeah.
That's
the one I had.
Yeah.
What was this? Leanne? What's this all about, these hands going like that? What is that all about?
It's a pony jumper.
A pony. So also Applejack was on the TV show, so I think you know a lot of kids remember Applejack from the TV show as well.
All right, so take us through. Here's Applejack. A picture. Put this up now. So who are these?
So the orange one is Seabreeze, and the yellow one is Dancing Butterflies. So these are special because these are the first two ponies that I bought from overseas. At least this time. I don't know necessarily that I had any from overseas when I was a kid. But in this, you know, this frenzy of collecting, Seabreeze and Dancing Butterflies. So they're both Pegasus ponies. So you get different shapes of pony. So the Pegasus are the wings, exactly. Yeah. And then you get the unicorns, and then you get the earth ponies, which are just don't have wings or unicorns.
Earth ponies.
And then you
earth ponies. They're no special features. They're just ordinary little. Right.
Well, all ponies are special, right?
Okay. What's going on in this picture? Who are all of these?
Oh, the hats.
No.
So these are the Big Brother ponies. There were some of them again in the show. So the hats are really cool to collect. So the pink one, unfortunately, I have bought the hat, but what I do is I don't send them all in one go because it just becomes a bit much. So I build boxes. So I do have Slugger, the pink one. I do have his hat, but it's sitting in a box in Canada. I paid more for the hat than I paid for the pony, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So I have all the Big Brothers with their hats. So I do have Slugger's hat technically, and then I'm just waiting on Chief's hat. And then I have all of the Big Brother ponies with their hats. And I think there's maybe only one other person in South Africa who... Who can claim that?
That's impressive stuff. You know, you've got this piece that you have to get. And so what's going on in this? This is the big collection, right? That's the whole lot.
And your cat is playing in the background, which is so gorgeous. Someone asked me how many cats.
Cats and My Little Pony is actually a thing. So there's even again another Facebook page of Cats and My Little Pony. So people, I guess people who collect My Little Pony has also an affinity.
I think I found my people, Gareth.
And we've been looking for the right weird crowd for you. This sounds like your kind of crowd. This is good. Jeez. All right. Well, I mean, this must be expensive.
Yeah. So that cabinet.
Yeah, you go on the cabinet.
I was saying that cabinet. Yeah, that's now all the ponies have been relocated because they were looking to me a bit like. They were in Filipino jail or something. So I decided to bring them all out, and I swapped the books. The books are now double layered and squashed into the cabinet, and the ponies are on the huge bookshelf. So yeah, they're really expanding. I actually spoke to someone on Friday about custom building me shelves because I'm just running out of space to put them.
Fantastic. What does all of this cost you? Sorry, Leanne. What is an average one? Because I mean, they couldn't have been expensive back in the 1990s or whatever when they were made.
The 80s, yeah.
80s.
So in the 80s, no, they weren't exactly. So they were, you know, just sort of whatever a toy would cost at that time. But they can range anywhere from $5 to. There's currently a South African Sky Dancer prototype on eBay for £1,500.
What?
That's for one pony. So there really is a huge price range. So in terms of my collection, the most I paid for a pony is about R3,500.
Sure.
But I have also had some great deals as well. So I do value them differently to what I pay for them based on, you know, my knowledge from the auctions and eBay prices, etc. So you do get some good deals, but some I do definitely splurge on.
Leanne, you wanted to ask something.
Oh, yes. Do the ones with scents still carry their scent?
So some of them do. So I have a Cocoa Berry who is one of the Sunday Best ponies. So I don't know if you remember their cutie mark. This is called the cutie mark. So it comes off their body a little bit. So they had like little ice cream sundaes, different little desserts. And those ponies came with scent. So my Cocoa Berry smells incredible. And if you smell her, it's just, you know, smell is the strongest nostalgia sense, and it just takes you back. As I said, you know, just trying to recapture something of my childhood, I guess. And it's amazing to smell her. So yes, I do have one or two that have retained their scent. But most of them, I mean, it's, you know, it's now 35, 40 years since, you know, that the ponies have been around. So understandably, a lot of them have lost their smell.
So here's a question. And sorry, go ahead.
I just have one question. Are there communities where, like, you know, in the States and Britain and whatever, I've seen where communities gather, swap, trade, there's an event every 3 months. Is there, like, I mean, for me, now that you guys are talking about it, I do kind of remember My Little Pony. Is there a community in South Africa where you meet up every 4 months? Hey, I got this, you got this, let's swap it out, or not really yet?
So, I mean, for me, not necessarily, because I've only been collecting since October and there's been a pandemic. So I guess we haven't really been getting together. But I have met a couple of the South African collectors. There's one who lives really close to me. And we actually connected because we get our ponies delivered to the same postnet. And we recognized each other's names on the signing list. So we became...
Don't get too close. She might steal your parcels and try to palm them off as her own.
Yeah.
Listen.
No, as I said, apart from the snipers, pony people are good people.
I want you to ID this pony for us quickly.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. So Tracy says, I remember my first My Little Pony was Parasol. She was purple with pink hair and had those little umbrellas on her bum. Do you know Parasol?
I do know Parasol. Parasol's lovely. So she's also in the shy pose, the same pose as Applejack. She's an earth pony. So she looks like Applejack, except she's pink and she has little umbrellas as her cutie mark. She's lovely. And she's a rainbow pony, so she has rainbow colored hair as well, instead of just the plain yellow. So yeah, she's a lovely pony. I love Parasol.
Well,
and I have a really nice one.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised. Tracy says, Flip, this takes me back. Gummy bears, cabbage patch kids, and Thundercats, etc. Yeah, all of that stuff from around about that time. That's amazing. And Rebellious Ruth says, yeah. I love this. Thanks for sharing. It's so nostalgic.
It's awesome. And people really do love it, you know. So every time I do have someone come to my house, the first thing I do is take them to the collection, and everyone has to pick a pony. And that pony kind of has to be their buddy the whole time that they are at my house. You pick one that you feel the most affinity to, and then the pony kind of follows you around.
I kind of like that. I really, really like that, because one of my favorite sayings is there is no free lunch. And at your house, there literally isn't. You've got to have a buddy who you've got to look after. I love that.
Exactly.
Gwendolyn, do some people think you're a bit of a lunatic, a nutcase? Are some people frightened by this when they see that you've got this interesting new collection and, you know, it's something that you're quite interested in and obsessed with maybe a little bit? Does it frighten people off?
Maybe. I know, I did go on a few dates this year, which kind of, there were no second dates.
See, this is what I'm worried about. Now,
not really. I have since found somebody who thinks it's awesome. So that's all that really matters to me. You know, I'm one of those people. If it's not your cup of tea, fantastic.
I like that, but I would be particularly concerned if there was a man who was collecting My Little Ponies. Have you met any men who are part of this community?
There is. So one of the biggest collectors in South Africa is in Cape Town, and he's a guy. So we honorarily call them bronies. I don't know if you've come across this term. So they are bronies. There's a whole documentary on bronies, but they are fans of the G4s. So the Friendship is Magic, you know, Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, which are not the original G1s. And then going back to Mbulelo's question, there is like a whole PonyCon conventions that happen in the States and the UK. And the bronies actually have their own convention, and they're grown men that, you know, whatever sexuality, you know, think there might be a stereotypical sexuality attached to that, but it's really not. And they will dress as My Little Ponies, go and listen to people speaking and collect and swap toys, and it's amazing. It's really for anybody, and it really is, as I said, you know, about childhood and joy, and it doesn't matter who you are or, you know, what your gender or anything. It doesn't matter. It's just for everyone who loves
bronies.
Something.
Are there bad ponies? This is a serious question here from Captain Blackknees. He says, are there bad ponies in Ponyland, like antagonists or the black pony, you know, dangerous, nasty ones?
In the G4, in the Friendship is Magic, I haven't really watched that, but I do know there is a bad pony. And yeah, she's all shadowy. And but in the G1s, which we remember, Leanne, as, you know, in the TV show in Ponyland, there were no bad ponies. So all the baddies were humans, actually. So Hidia and her two daughters that lived on the mountain, and sent the Schmooze, which was just some kind of, group that went across the land. And then the flutter ponies had to come and, flatter their wings to get rid of the Schmooze. So no, in G1 world, there are no bad ponies.
Okay.
In G4 world, there is, yeah. So that, you know, and we tend to be quite loyalist. Like the G1s are quite strictly the G1s, and the G4s are quite strictly the G4s.
Well, you've blown our minds. I mean, I actually don't even know where to go from here. But thank you. And thank you for sharing your collection with us. I think it's amazing that there are people who are collecting even toys from the 1980s like yours. And I'm sure that your collection is a source of great pride to you. I hope you end up collecting all the ones you want. And, you know, put them on a display. Have a special cabinet made. What the hell? Why not?
Exactly. Oh. Thank you very much. Right. I'm so happy to share them. I absolutely adore them.
Thank you. We just love that you love these things so much. It makes me so happy to see people who are passionate about something. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having
me. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Isn't that cool? CliffCentral.com.